All right. So, a new sugya, Lo Sasuni T. One of the most interesting things about this pasuk is it's a pasuk that's really very hard to read because there seem to be two restrictions, but only one thing being restricted. In other words, let me see, what's the, pull up the pasuk. Where'd the pasuk go? So lo tasun iti Elohe chesed Elohe zahav lo tasu lachem. So part of the confusion is actually where do you put the pause? The Targum has it as lo sasun iti, not the Targum, the Trump. Lo sasun iti Elohe chesed Elohe zahav lo sasu lachem. Though many of the Mefarshim read it the other way, lo sasun iti Elohe chesed Elohe zahav, and then lo sasu lachem. But either way, it's very unclear, unless we're just being repetitive, what's being added. So there's a very interesting question, what actually is the Pshuto Shel Mikra and how do we interpret it? If you just take a look quickly at the Ibn Ezra, he writes in his short commentary, V'acha shedibarti ani machem panim b'fanim, b'lo shaliach, Ein lachem sorech lasos iti Elohei chesed Elohei zahav. Ki rabim me'ovde hapsilim shehem omrim ad hayom shezos hatzura talitz ba'adi v'ta'azreini mul Hashem. So the pasuk is telling us that since we have the opportunity for a intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then there's no need for intermediaries. The previous pasuk, in fact, makes that point. Vayomar Hashem el Moshe, kos omar el b'nei Yisrael, atem misem ki min ha-shamayim dimarti machem. I spoke to you directly, personally. And therefore, you don't need this. You don't need intermediaries. You can serve me directly. And that's exactly what our pasuk is telling us. Pasuk is telling us, and therefore, lo tasuni ti Elohei chesed Elohei zahav. It's not coming to restrict polytheism. That's not even the havamin of this pasuk. But rather, it's coming to say, and this is what's meant by iti, you might have said, okay, I'm going to use Elohei chesed, Elohei zahav to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the answer is no, you don't need that, because you could connect to me directly without a shaliach. Indeed, the Rambam writes, and you see this wherever the Rambam talks about Avodah Zarah, but it's quite explicit, especially in the first parak and a half, first two prakim of Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that the primary restriction of Avodah Zarah is not polytheism, but serving God through an intermediary. That's how it started, first of all, as the Rambam notes. Nobody, you know, it's a very strange thing. How could Avodah Zarah started if at one point the whole world believed in one true God? The answer is that it started by people serving intermediaries, of course, thinking that this would help them get to God. And in fact, that's probably why the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah begins with a history. Whenever the Rambam includes history in Mishneh Torah, then presumably that's important for understanding the nature of the dinim. It's not too many times. You talk about it for Hanukkah and the like. But let's say in terms of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he starts with Bimei Enosh and the evolution of Avodah Zarah. That's because you have to know the evolution to appreciate the Yisur. And what is it that you're meant to appreciate? What you're meant to appreciate it is that this is primarily an Yisur of serving God through intermediaries. And you see that as well. If you look at the Hakdama to Perek HaChelek, where he presents Yud Gimel Ikar Emuna. And this brings up a lot of other interesting questions, like the prayers that we have in which we seem to be petitioning Malachim, Machnisei Rachamim, Rachum Yishalom, and alike. Not for today's discussion, how to understand those, but that is actually what the Psukim, Alti Pshat, are telling us, according to the Ibn Ezra. Since I appear to you directly, so there's no need to connect to me via intermediaries. You can serve me directly. And we'll see, that might actually be very relevant, though, in a very different way when we get to the Shitas HaRambam and how the Rambam reads his Pasuk. Because I think the Rambam almost has the opposite conclusion in terms of what the Chiddush of this Pasuk is. But we'll get there in a moment. V'tam lo tasu lachem achariti ki ani ki ani ein li sorech shetasu Elohei Zahav ki lachem ein gam lachem ein sorech ki hinei dibarti itchem v'lo shaliach uv'lo Elohim emtzei ben ibnichem. So what about the sort of the redundancy in the pasuk? So the Menachos is a very fascinating point. He's saying the redundancy is that you don't need it and I don't need it. We always think about mitzvos in two ways. Sometimes we think of mitzvos as mitzvos being for us, that Hashem gave us mitzvos because through the mitzvos, we are going to achieve intellectual perfection, moral perfection, a perfect society, whatever it is. Latov lach, as the pasuk says. And other descriptions of mitzvos talk about how mitzvos we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nachas Ruach Liotzro, somehow or another, we give to God for mitzvos. And so this pasuk, in its repetition, is emphasizing that I don't need this and you don't need it. Don't do it for me. Don't do it for you. Don't do it at all. Serve me directly and without intermediaries. That's sort of the emphasis of this pasuk. Now, that might be the pashut pshat of the pasuk, but Chazal understand that there's something more going on here, and that the pasuk is coming to restrict even images that are done for art, for nari, that are not being created in the religious service whatsoever. In other words, we're going beyond just a restriction of creating images in the religious sphere, but even in the non-religious sphere. And perhaps that too comes from the redundancy in the text, as we'll see in a moment. Now, either that or because the way the Tziv says it is because it already told us elsewhere that that you can't make idols of any sort or images of any sort in the religious sphere. So it must be this pasuk is coming to teach me something else. Now, what the Gemara tells us then is that there are a number of things, a number of images that we can't make. Right now, we'll get to the drasha that teaches us that you can't make things resembling the Beis HaMikdash or the menorah or the kelim or the like. That we'll get to in a day or two or three, whenever we get to it. But now in terms of the general image issue, that's what we're going to be talking about the next couple of days. And so the Gemara seems to have different categories. And what's really very tricky in the sugya is figuring out the dinim in different categories. We have one drasha in which the pasuk is telling us we can't make human images, O-C-E-T, which is also a fascinating idea, that would be referred to in this way. You know, the perhaps a certain reflection of the power of the Tzelem Elokim alluded to here, reminiscent of the Torah's prohibition of being Tola, Kelas Elokim Taloi, and Rashi's explanation, Chazal's explanation over there. So we have one interpretation that restricts humans, another that refers to celestial bodies or other heavenly bodies like angels, the Madur Elyon, where the angels hang out, Madur Tachton, the upper heavens and the lower heavens. The lower heavens are where we have the celestial beings. So what is the nature of the Isher? Are there differences between them? How do you deal with two-dimensional, three-dimensional? And then complicating things even more is even when there is no Isser Asiya, but there might be an Isser to own it anyway because of Chashad and the like. So that's really where things get very, very confusing. Tosos and Arash say that all Tsuros are Aser only by Bolate, not by Shokaya, with the exception of the sun and the moon, and or the celestial beings, we could say. Here we're talking about the Isser Vasiya. Now, one very important question to ask, which we'll really work on, not today, but tomorrow, I think, when we get to the Shulchan Aruch, is what about flat? Is flat the same thing as Shokaya, or is flat different? Flat might be better. In other words, you might say, even if Shokaya is Aser, at least that's three-dimensional in some way, but flat's better. Flat might be worse. Flat might be more like Bolate. And it might be worse. This is a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz, and we'll see really a machlokas Rishonim as well. We'll get back to that detail a little later. So for now, we'll just talk about what's more explicit in the Gemara, which is, again, Bolate, protruding. What's the opposite of protruding? Intruding? Use the Hebrew. Shakua, imprinted? I don't know. Anyway, Bolea or Shakua. So Toso says that the Isser is only 3D except for the celestial beings. Why would the celestial beings be different? So Tosfos answers that's because they appear to us in when we look at them as Shakua, and which might mean 2D or might mean Dafka, literally Shakua. Again, that difference we'll get to later. So when it comes to the sun and the moon and the stars, so then you can't make them even Shakua. When it comes to other things, so then it's Aser only 3D, only Bolate. Tosfos didn't tell us exactly what the din is by Madur Elyon in this respect, like Malachim, though. So we'll get back to what Tosfos' view will be on that point as well. That's a discussion if you had a chance to see the Ma'arit. The Run, quoting from the Maharami Runberg and similar in the Ramban, and there are more differences in some of the details, which we'll get to later, but just in a general sense, tells us that when it comes to the Tzuros and the Madur HaElyon, like Arba Panim HaDadeh, Rishonim address the question, if there's an Isser on Adam, why do you need a further issue on restriction on Arba Panim? We'll see the different answers to that shortly, Bezrus Hashem. But when it comes to the Madur Elyon and also Adam, it's Aser even if it's Shakua. And it's Aser to be Mekayim Medina, even if others made it for you. In other words, it's not just an Isser of it's not just an Isser Shad to hold on to it, but it's an Isser Medina. In the Madura Tachton, like the Chana Levan and Kochavim, so that's where we know that it's Mutter L'Kaiman. The only Isser is Mitzad HaChshad, and that's why the Gemara is bothered. How could Rabbi Gamliel be Mekayim it? And the Gemara answers why there was no Chshad in this particular case. They were in Prakim, or it was in public, similar to public, and therefore there's no chshad issue. If question? It's
on coins?
We'll get to coins. All these are very good questions, but we're not there yet. Okay. So if it's something that's aser mitzad hadin, to make. So then, even to be mekayemit is aser, and therefore shakua is aser, and that's going to be the din for shimshei marom. And something that's mutter mitzad hadin to be mekayem, it's only aser mishim chshad. So that's where we say it's aser only when it's bolate, even though it's aser to make them. And we're going to have to figure out where that difference comes from and what it's based off of. The third school of thought is the Rambam. The Rambam is very confusing on many levels. In a sense, it's really the hardest shita to figure out because he doesn't tell you how he reads the Gemara. So we can only try to work it out backwards, and that's not easy in this case. First, starting off in the Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam says something very interesting. V'amitzvah ha-revius, he says, hiranu me'asos suros mine ba'alei chayim, min ha'etzim ve'avanim, ve'amatchos ve'zulasan, ve'afolpi shelo ye'asu le'aved. So there's a restriction on ba'alei chayim. So, you know, if you're going to make a tortoise, somebody recently showed me a hibat, a piece of jewelry, and it was a tortoise, jeweled tortoise. Interesting. But anyway, so if you, it sounds like from here, that is aser. Now, it's a little strange because the Gemara really doesn't sound that way. As we noted before, the Gemara talks about Isurim when it comes to heavenly bodies. It talked about Isurim when it comes to humans. None of the drashas in the Gemara seem to relate to heavenly bodies. When you read the Sefer HaMitzvos, it sounds like he got this from the Mechilta. Though, if you take a look at the Mechilta, I'm not, the Lashon of the Rambam was quoting the Mechilta. I didn't find it exactly by our Mechilta. And I look in both Mechiltas, unless I missed something. But either way, if you, the Lashon of the Mechilta that the Rambam quotes is, the Lashon Mechilta B'lav Binyan Lav Zeh, Al Tzad Abir, Eloi Chesed Eloi Zahav, Lo Sasu Lachem, Shelo Tomar Reini Osa, Lenoi, Kedar Shechem Osin, Bimedinos, Talmud Lomar, Lo Sasu Lachem. Maybe the Mechilta is over there, I don't know. Is it, do we look, I have to go back, I forgot to try to, but anyway. So the Rambam understands over here, seemingly, that it's an Isser across the board, right? And therefore it applies even to Baal Chayim. And again, it's hard to figure out how that relates to our Gemara, which doesn't have such a restriction on Baal Chayim. Now, the easiest answer to this question might just be that this is a mistranslation. And in the Avodas HaMelech, he quotes that his friend Rav Heller showed him that in the original Arabic, it doesn't say Baalei Chayim, but it says Tzuras Adam. And in fact, if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, which seems to be very much based off the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos over here, he also more or less says this. The Sefer HaChinuch begins with Shelo Lasos Tzuras Adam Yishem Davar, etc., etc. That's the issue. So that would be the easiest answer, that the Rambam didn't actually say Baalei Chayim, rather he said Tzuras Adam, and that's what the Avodas HaMelech thinks is correct. And it confirms with the Munich manuscript, which of the Sefer Mitzvos, which also says Tzuras Adam. What's interesting is if you look in Rav Heller's actual printing, he keeps Baalei Chayim. So even though he told the Avodas HaMelech that the correct, you know, correct girsa should be Tzuras Adam, here he does it as Baalei Chayim. And in footnote 12, he suggests that the Rambam actually changed his mind about this, that, and the Sefer Mitzvos represents his later view, meaning to say, in Mishneh Torah, he passed in like the Gemara, and then for some reason later on, in the Sefer Mitzvos, or at least in the final version of the Sefer Mitzvos, he changed his mind, and he thought that the correct thing should be Baalei Chayim. I don't know, you know, I don't know how you arrive at that analysis and that conclusion. You know, there is a, I think, a general rule, at least among some scholars, that if you have different manuscripts and one is weird and one is normal, so you'll assume that the weird one is correct. And the normal one, whoever was writing it, just like said, oh, this doesn't make any sense that it should say Bali Chayim. Let me write Bnei Adam, so it confirms with the Gemara, and it conforms with the Rambam and Mishneh Torah, as opposed to somebody going ahead and just writing down, you know, it says Tzuras Adam, and then saying, oh, Adam, well, let me write Bali Chayim. I don't know if that rule is always correct, but anyway, at least, you know, as I said, the Teller does it. So, unclear. What the Rambam, you were going to say something?
In the Rambam, he says, and I'll let you know in Eric Gimel what it applies to, meaning what type of Bali Chayim applies to, or I don't remember that.
The Lashon is, V'kfar hisbaru mishpatei mitzvah zu, ve'ezu menatzur samotar letzairam, ve'eze mehan lo yitzu yaru, so that means.
Meaning, if you assume that it's Adam, so then there's nothing to talk about in terms of which he's. Meaning, besides.
Bullying, okay, yeah. But right, that could still be that. Anyway, so I don't know exactly, as I said there, I guess, question what the Rambam, whether the this was the correct use or not. Yeah.
Just to point out the hope, I mean, it doesn't have the exact question, but it does say all Bali Chayim.
It's clear from the Mechilta you think that all Bali Chayim? Awesome. Put it on a group chat. I looked at the Mechilta. Let's read the Mechilta. Okay. So the Mechilta says, which is the relevant. What were we looking at? We looked at both Mechiltas, though. Let's see. Sorry. So the Mechilta says, "Lo yasu demos kol eila, avol yasu demos dagim v'chagavim shatzim v'ramase." They start too late. Talmud Lomar, oh here, Tanis Koremes Baadama Tanis called the Rabbin Yam. Oliasa Demos Kaleila. Oliasa Demos Hamalavana from Zalos, Tom Lomar, Upendiza Kajmai Gule. Oliasa.
But that's also our self
professor. Oh, before then? They started too late. Oliasa Lo Shal Evan, Oliasa Pesel, Tom Lomar, Oliasa. Oliasa Lo Shal Chasef, Oliasa Zal, Tom Lomar, Oliasa. Oliasa Lo Shall Zahav, Aval Yasa, Lo Shall Choshes, Shall Bedil, Shall Fair, Samalomar, Belemasi Halos Asu. Yasu Lo Demos Kol Eila, Valyasa Lo Demos Kol Samel, Tam Lomar, Pentestachavun, Vasisa Mohan Pesel, Tumas Kol Samel, Yasa Mos Kol Samel, Valyasa Lo Demos Ben Kaidov, Tam Lomar, Tavnis Kol Behema, Sherbar, Samis Kol Tipor Kol Kanaf, Yasu Lo Demos Kol Eila, Valyasa Lo Demos Tang Kol Kavin. Right, but the Pashup Shad is that these are talking about for, but you're saying it quotes the Pasa, our Pasa, in the context here. So saying that it would seem, so that's why I said, the Rambam does seem, assuming that the correct verse is Bali Chayim, the Rambam seems to be based off of the Mechilta, right? So I think what you're suggesting, Yoni, is that the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvos, assuming the correct Yirsa is Bali Chayim, so then in Sefer HaMitzvos, he's basically explaining the Pasuk based on the Mechilta, and in Echonami, it's against the Gemara. The problem is that he references the Gemara. So it's certainly true, as we've noted, that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos is oftentimes very much, you know, cites the Midrash Halacha. But it's against the Gemara, it's strange that he would just be sosing this way. So I'm still not exactly sure how to deal with all this.
What's the Frankel translated?
Frankel saying for mitzvos? We have to ask our Sfarim holder, but I think it's the same thing. I think it says Bale, it says Bale Chaim.
They have the Arabic in front of them. They're translating themselves,
right? I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Also,
right. Frank the Loss is Baalei Chayim. Okay, so either way, it's not like if we just had Mishnah Torah, things would be any less confusing. They're quite confusing there as well. We're talking about Perek Gimel of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Rambam starts off with Asur Lasos Tsuros Lenoi, the Afal Pish Ena. Here, Asur Lasos Tsuros Lenoi, the Afal Pish Ena Avodah Zarah, Shenemar Losas Niti. So it's interesting here. We talked about earlier, you know, when is it that the Rambam includes the Tana Mitzvah and Mishnah Torah? And we've seen a couple of possible examples here as well. Clearly, this is an example of a Siag Deraisa. The Ein Asur Latsur Lenoi El Atsuros Adam Bilvat. Lefikach, ein sarin lo be'etz v'lo be'sid v'lo be'evin tzuras adam. So the Rambam over here writes that this issur is only with respect to human form, and he talks about it and he says, when is it usur? When the tzura is bolatas, fine. But meshukas shokas is mutter. Talks about the tabas at the beginning of Halach Yud Aleph. Then, halfway through Halacha Yud Aleph, which is, you know, really a separate halacha, as you see in the Frankel, he has the chain, asur latsur demos chama levana kochavim umazalos malachim. Shenemar losasan iti losasu kedmos shamashin hamisham shalafane demarom vafilo apalach. Fine. So, what's really strange, you know, there are a lot of distinctions over here. First of all, you know, he starts off almost sounding like there is no other Isser except for Tzuras Adam, right? That's what he writes. He says, when explaining this pasa, Ve'ein Aser Latsur Lenadi Ala Tzuras Adam Bolad. That's the only Isser. And then, you know, 10 lines, 20 lines later, he says, oh, also, etc. Very strange presentation, because then it's not really true what he said at the beginning when he said that the only thing that's Aser is Adam. And so, you know, L'chora, what he says later on, is also Lenai. It's Aser to make the sun and the moon, Lenai. So then what does he mean? It's only Aser for Adam Lenai. And the truth is, later on, when he presents the sun and the moon, he doesn't even mention Lenai, though, again, presumably the Isser is equally Lenai. It's almost like it's a secondary prohibition. It's like the Chain Aser. But that's also odd, because it's much more Chamor, because Adam, for the Rambam, is very, relatively speaking, it's Kal, right? It's only Aser Bolet, whereas for the other things, like the Shemesh and Yareach, it's Aser, even non-Bolet. So the secondary Yisr is more Chamor. So that's strange as well. The truth is, you have the same thing almost in the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch only mentions the Yisr on Adam. This is in the Mitzvah Lamites. Shalol lasos tzuras Adam mishum damvar hemi matchos hemeitz etc. And then he says afilu nai the zel harchik avodah zarah, very similar to the Rambam, though interestingly enough the Sefer Chinuch says there's no malchos. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah said there was malchos, but the presentation in the Chinuch very much like the Mishnah Torah, so much so that he even leaves out this, you know, what we're calling the secondary issur entirely. Now, I don't really have a pshat. It seems like the Rambam understood that what the pasuk really means to tell you is don't make a human image, like the Sefer Chinuch says. That's really what the meaning of the pasuk is. That's the ikar pshat. And this is a chiddush the Rambam tells you. And the chiddush here is, what's the pasuk? And that's why we're saying we only mention Lonai here. The chiddush of the pasuk is that Adam is Aser. Why? Why is that such a chiddush? Because as we mentioned earlier, you know, the primary restriction of Avodah Zarah was to serve as an intermediary. And what types of things were served as intermediaries? These things, the celestial bodies and the heavenly beings and Malach and the like. So the fact that the Torah assert making these things that were served as Avodah Zarah, regardless, isn't surprising. The chiddush of this pasuk, what's the gzeira? Like the Rambam says, this is a gzeira. What is the gzeira d'oraisa of this pasuk? Is that even a human is asur to make. And that's so surprising because humans, again, there were certainly humans that deified themselves. But for the most part, humans weren't served in this capacity. Like the Rambam said in Perek Aleph. These are the things that were used as Avodah Zarah were the heavenly spheres and the celestial bodies, like the pasuk says, you know, Pen Raisa, Hashem Shvayes Vatzkochvim, the Nidachta Vishtachavisa Lahem. That's what was asur. So the chiddush over here, the ikar chiddush of what's asur for Noi is the human being. That's the chiddush, because these weren't things that were served. And that could be why, actually, we're a little more makel. It's only asur when it's protruding. Now, we still have to figure out how the Rambam sort of fits in with the dinim of the Gemara. But that sort of might explain the presentation a little bit. I'm not sure. The next issue is that, okay, so the Rambam learned, the Rambam seems to say that this Isser, when the Gemara asked certain things with Shem Chshad, as we saw, the Gemara's Isser Chshad was only said by a person, only on Suras Adam. And that was the din. The Gemara says that you can't have a tabas. If the tabas is protruding, so then you can't hold on to that tabas because of Chshad. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the problem is that the Gemara also seems to have a concern of chshad or of ownership, even by other things like the moon, right? That's the whole problem that the Gemara has. The Gemara's trying to figure out how did Rav Gamliel have these images of the moon that he would use when cross-examining the witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh. How could he have them? And the Gemara has the different answers. But the Gemara seems to take for granted. The Gemara's first the Gemara answers initially, a non-Jew made them, and the Gemara says, okay, but how could he hold them? And the Gemara said, there's no chshad over here because they were in pieces, or there's no chshad because it was like Rabim. But you see from the Gemara that there's an issue of chshad, and then chshad for the moon, for a moon picture, or moon image. And yet the Rambam doesn't have that. So what's going on? So the Rambam, the Gra says, and we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, if you have the Frankel edition of the Rambam, you can see it on the margin of the page. And we'll work through this a little more carefully when we get to the Shulchan Aruch. But the Gra answers that the Rambam actually just didn't have this whole Girsa. All the question on Rabbi Gamliel and the answers that the Rambam didn't have. Now the Avodas HaMelech cites this. And he says, that's, Shkayach, but we don't have any manuscripts that say this. And Brian showed me a great tool that the Hachi Garcinan website, which has all the different manuscripts. Okay. And so checked it up. And indeed, none of the manuscripts on that website, which are like 8 manuscripts or something, have that Girsa, this purported Girsa, the Gra. So if we're trying to get to this from a different answer, so it could be, and again, I don't know if this is going to answer all the questions, but the Rambam held that the Gemara's conclusion is lahavin ulhoros. And in fact, if you look at the Rif, the Rambam often learns like the Rif, just has that answer. And moreover, the Rif, this is an answer not just to the chshad issue, but you could really cut out the whole Shaka Vataya, as indeed the Rif does. The Gemara's Kasha is, how could Rav Gamliel have these moons, which presumably he made, though either way? And the Gemara answers, skip till the end. Oh, Lavanul Haros. And therefore it was butter. So if that's the case, so then it is true that in the Shabbat, the Gemara assumes that there's going to be an issue of chshad for the moon. But that was all in the rejected answer, namely that Rav Gamliel asked Guy to make it. But that's not the conclusion of the Gemara. And why is it that the Gemara concluded this? So perhaps the Rambam understood that we concluded this because we actually think that when it comes to other things, there is no iser of God. So there is no iser of chshad. Whoops. Huh. What happened here? Anyway, there is no iser of chshad, except for in this case, except for when it comes to humans, right? For humans, we know human images. We know there's a concern of chshad, as the Braisa says, that you can't have a tabas that protrudes, but not for the other things. And that's why the Rambam doesn't have it. Now, you might say, okay, so what I'm basically suggesting is that the Rambam is actually sort of similar to the Ramban, that there is things that you can't make, you can't own Medina. And the whole distinction that the Gemara had was with when it suggested that a guy made it. And what the Gemara was basically saying with that answer is, oh, this is just an Isser Asiya, but it's not an Isser to have. And the Gemara rejects that answer. And the Gemara says, no, there's no difference. And the reason why this is mutter is because Lavan Loros. So going all the way back, as it were, to what we assumed originally. Now, the reason why this answer is still somewhat difficult in Rambam, though I guess maybe similarly in Ramban, is because the Rambam's formulation still sounds like it's an Isser Asiya, right? Even when he talks about the what we're calling the secondary Isser, V'chein Asur Latzur D'mos Chama L'Lana. But the point is there, the Rambam understands this as much more categorical, and there's no difference between Bolet or Shokea. There's no difference between making and owning. And that's because these things are actually Avodah Zarah's, as opposed to the more Mechudash Chiddush of this Pasuk, which is humans, which are not generally served. Okay, I'd like to get back to this because not finished. But well, let me just add one or two more points before we go on to the next point. So what is the logic? However the Rambam got to this logic, however he read the Gemara, we made a suggestion how the Rambam got to this conclusion. But what is behind it? So the Ran says that why is it that Adam is aser for bolate, let's say, as opposed to Malachim, or Mishar say, the upper heavens. So the Ran says, I'll tell you why. The Rambam must have held that Malachim anyway don't have a guf. So they don't have a guf. It doesn't make any difference whether we make them 2D or 3D. They're 0D. So therefore, any representation of a Malach is going to be aser. And likewise, the sun and the moon. So there we could say, like what Toso says, that they are 3D, but since they don't appear 3D to us, when we look at them, we don't see them in three dimensions for the most part. So therefore, also there's no chilah. The Maharit adds that, an interesting point, which is, at least when it comes to the moon, we're not even making a picture of the moon, but we're making a picture of the light bouncing off the moon. Because what did actually Rabbi Gamliel show these witnesses, right? You can't even see the moon, right? B'chidusho. All you could do is you could see a tiny little bit of reflection of light off of the moon. So if the Torah restricts making a moon, so clearly, It's not just that the Torah starts drawing the moon, but representations of the moon, right? The light bouncing off the moon. And therefore, it doesn't make sense that it would only be Aser in 3D. In other words, if we say it's Aser in 3D, we're saying that it's Aser to actually make a moon. But clearly, that's not where Eliyahu was showing the witnesses. He wasn't showing them the moon. That wouldn't have been helpful to determine, you know, what they saw. What he was showing them was the reflection of the light off the moon. And only a tiny little spot of that. Now, this, by the way, is a point we're going to come back to a little bit later. The post can discuss, assuming that you can't make a human, you know, what parts of the human. And some Rishonim, some Poskim are Mako, it's only the whole body, a bust is Mutter. And likewise, when it comes to the Isser of celestial beings, which are going to be much more Chamor for us, because we Paskin, that's even us, are in two dimensions. So is it going to be the whole sun, half the sun? You know, it's Mekubal among little children that you can never make a whole sun. They all, like all my kids, when they started learning how to draw, like in three-year-old nursery, the mother always said, you can't make a whole sun. You could make only the sun in a corner, right? And then it's also, but it's also taught to them that you can't also make a part, even though you can make a partial moon, you can make a partial sun, you're not allowed to make a partial moon. Now that's based on the Smarit, who says that, the Marit doesn't say it, but it's based off the logic of the Marit, which is, it's clear that the images that Rav Gamliel was shown were partial moons, right? And still it's Aser. And the reason, presumably, is because when you see, so this is the logic of the kindergarten Moras. We'll see, among the Poskim, not all agree to that, though there are Poskim that say this, but the Moras all assume that since you see the sun as a whole thing, so only a whole sun is Aser. But since you see the moon as a partial moon, like a crescent, so then even that's Aser. Anyway, so that's going to be an interesting discussion that comes up relating to this Marit. So then why is a human Aser only by Bolate? Because that's the way we see a human. We see a human in 3D. We don't see Malachim anyway, so 2D is Aser. We see celestial beings in two dimensions, so two dimensions are Aser. Again, I said right now I'm not getting into the difference between Shakua and 2D. So therefore, everything besides humans is going to be Aser even in two dimensions. And the Kula only applies to humans, because humans we see, we perceive in three dimensions. So therefore, humans in three dimensions are Aser, in two dimensions are Mutter. That's the logic of the Rambam. Now, the Gemara, as we already noted, took for granted that even there's an Isser, presumably an Isser Darais of Asiya, right? Whatever that's going to apply to. In addition to the Isser Darais of Asiya, at least a simple reading of the Gemara says the secondary Isser Mishum Chshad. And that's why the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda told them to break that image that he had. And the Gemara says you can't own a signet ring, I guess, that protrudes because of chshad. So what exactly is the chshad? So Rashi writes, chshada, shelo yomru la hu oved. Okay, the chshad is that looks like you're an idolater if you have this thing. Tosfos, Dibor Amaschel Mem Gimel on the base, Dibor Amaschel Vaha, Rabbi Yehuda, says that the Havamin of the Gemara was that the chshad was that you made it. Now that could be perhaps a much more far-reaching chshad. Even if for whatever reason we know you don't serve this this object, but since perhaps you made it, then it's Aser, right? So just to read Tosfos inside, Var Yehuda Dacher Masulo Perush Vafilu Hachi. Here's your Bo Shmuel Shelo Hashoso Imlo Yisame Eino Shelo Yachshiduhu Shasau the Avar Al Loisasu. So the Chshad is on Asiya. Umishani Shani Rav Yehuda Shechos Mo Bolei Taya the Loya Mishom Chshad Asiya. So the answer is, the Gemara's answer is no, actually the chshad we're dealing here dealing with here is a chashad of avoda. So it could be that even though Rashi might argue with the Havamin of the Gemara, the, exactly how to read the Shaka Matari of the Gemara, Rashi seems to hold that sort of the Gemara didn't yet answer the question. Just hold on tight for a couple more lines, you'll get to the answer. Tosis has it in two steps. But it could be that bottom line, the Gemara is only concerned for chashad of avoda, not asiya. We will have to see. There are some achronim who say maybe, but if you learn the Rush, even in the Maskana, there's a chashad of asiya. Maybe this is the view of the Rambam. So we'll get back to all those issues a little bit later. But at least in terms of the Rishonim on the page, Rashi and Tosos, that is, the chashad seems to be a chashad of avoda, not asiya. Now, this is very, and this is also the view, by the way, of view of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted in the Beis Yosef. He writes, the chenkas Rabbeinu Yeruchim, b'shem rabo, b'kelem anemtzayim alem psuros elu b'zman azem, utar ba'na, b'asr lashamsa. We'll talk about b'olam azem in a moment, b'zman azem in a moment. Well, let's leave out Rabbeinu Yeruchim. We'll get back to Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Okay, now why might this be very relevant? This question of what exactly the Isser is it a chashad of asiya or a chashad of avoda? It might relate to the question that we're probably all wondering about, why we're studying this sugya right now, like specifically this sugya, not to say that we don't study things that are lola maisa, but why at least I was particularly interested in this topic is all sorts of questions where this comes up. People want to know, could I have dolls? You know, what about pajamas that have the sun and the moon and stars on them? All these very practical questions. So the question we need to think about is it possible that things are a little different nowadays? Why would they be different nowadays? Because nowadays, you know, at least nobody we know would use these things in the context of avodah zarah. So is it possible that things change? Certainly, we could imagine that the chashad concern changed nowadays. So what's the din? So the Beis Yosef says like this. The Beis Yosef thinks it's mistaber that bizman hazeh things have changed. And he actually says both l'kula and l'chumra. L'chumra, that if you find a human image, so we have to be much more concerned. Why? Because they're all done lavoda. Now, what does that mean? I assume what he means is he's talking about Christians, and he said that he's assuming that, you know, they bow to them, so that gives them the full-fledged din of avodah zarah. So therefore, it's going to be more chamor in one respect and more kal in another respect, because nobody that we have ever heard of does anything in terms of avodah zarah with sun, moon, and stars anymore. I'll just read you what he writes. Mashakasav imlo shehaya ochacha shenas avodah zarah kigon tsuras adam omedes al pesach medina. That's what the Torah said. So then it's going to be mutter. Right? So if you find a stam tsuras adam, again, though you can't make it, it's not asr to take. It's not asr but anah. The din of the Mishnah that Yolichim Liyam HaMelech says the Torah, based off of the Gemara, that you find a human being, you don't have to take it to Yam HaMelech. In fact, when we moved into the house that I grew up in, I think I was like 4 or 5 years old, maybe even younger when we moved in, 2 or 3 years old. So there was a statue of like an Indian chief standing in the backyard like this. You know, he had a full idol. So says the Beis Yosef, look, nowadays when we find human things, for sure the din should be Yolichim L'Malach, Yam Malach. Even though that's not true from the Gemara, because we know the only all human images nowadays are served. Now, I didn't see this Beis Yosef. It's a funny story what happened, but I don't remember exactly how old I was, like in first grade or second grade, and I learned the story of Avram Avinu and the idols. So I got home that day. It's like, oh, we have an idol. I have to do something about it. So the first thing I did was I took my bat and I hit it as hard as I can. And I remember my elbows hurt for like a week afterwards. I didn't know that I needed batting gloves. So then I like dragged it across the yard, and there was like a bunch of steps going down because the backyard was high, and I pushed it down the steps, and I was able to knock off the elbow. So we'll find out a little later whether I did the right thing or not. But I was just trying to follow Avram Avinu's example. So Beis Yosef says that nowadays, Anitama al Rabbeinu shesasam the kasav dinzeh kemoshim lozker b'talmud demashma vade dani mili b'zmanam avol b'zmanazeh shenispashta emunaso ba'olam the chola goyim asher shamanu einam ovdim lavodizar cheres lama lo hiya parts of Adam. Din sura sachama levana v'darkom. The agav chesuzayu avutzayi lehu palchi lehu. Da'akaman parts of Adam. The chashlu v'tzayi lehu palchi lehi. So you go ahead, you find it sura Adam. So nowadays we should presume that this was something that was served, and yolichim liyamanalch. Good. So Beis Yosef says, I think the din should be more machmir than bizman agmar, but also more makel. Va'od lama yasar bizmana zetsu aschama levana the darkom kevan diadinan vadai de lo palchi lekla. You find a tsurava's son, you could be sure that nobody bowed to this. And then he quotes chenkas rabbi yeruchon b'shem rabbo the kelman imtzay malei loselu bizmana hazeh mutarim bahana ba'aso lashem sot umihu. So the tour is a pella. Now, the Beis Yosef is assuming that the Torah was a halacha sefer, not just, you know, bringing down the dinim that emerged from the Gemara, but the Beis Yosef assumed he should also paskin them, right? He's telling you, and if the halacha was different b'zman hazeh, the Torah should have said so. You see, that's an important point also when it comes to the Shulchan Aruch. Whether he's writing the Torah or not, I don't know. Presumably he was, but you have to, if you're writing a sefer halacha, you have to explain the practical implications of the din. However, the Beis Yosef writes, Mihu, Medivrei Tosfos, Gabe Hade Amrinan Shani Ragamil Dachem Asu Lo, Mashma She'in Chiluk, Bein Hazman Hazet, Lizmanam Len Yitzet. So, what's he talking about, Tosfos? So, Tosfos Mandil Beis, take a look. In the middle of that Tosfos, he writes, The Yesha, you wrote in Lahachmir, Shalom. And one of the things he says is shelo lach gor osam mitzuos yesh bahem tzuros adam boletes. I don't know what exactly this was—a belt with some type of a person on it sticking out, something like that. And he writes, so there are those that wanted to be machmir, avol yesh mach lahatir mitoch olchos gedolos. An interesting position of olchos gedolos, which Tosfos doesn't consistently think is correct, but anyway, that the Isser is only said by Darkon and not by humans. Okay, one way or the other, the basis says, look, you see from Tosfos' analysis that he doesn't think that things are different with Manazah, that the same halachos should apply. So then the way Tosfos sort of sets it up is we have a machlokas, we have Rabbeinu Yerucham on the one hand, who this is what the Beis Yosef thinks makes sense, is that nowadays the halacha should be different, l'kula l'chumra, and then he says, but Tosfos doesn't really sound that way. Now, we're out of time for today, and we haven't really gotten to it yet, but this is going to be very relevant, obviously, for the discussion about dolls. For example, the Chachmas Adam is one of the classical kulas for dolls, writes, and I gave this, and I think I put it in Makar Makomos last night, but if not, it's a Shar Isser Behetar Klal Pehei, Osvav, or Dinvav, and he writes, Venerali, the Tzuras Adam is Manazem, Motor Lashosad, the Kevan de Eno Elami Shomachshad, the Adua de Bizman Hazeh, Ein Ovdin, the Tzuras Adam, the Oso Shinevad Osin Oso Mishunah. Now there's a doll, right? Now, people don't serve statues. And even if they do, the statues that they bow to don't look like, you know, the doll that you buy in Toys R Us. Shalom. So it should be mutter. So what's the Chachmas Sadim basically saying? Yeah, what the Beis Yosef said makes sense. On the other hand, what we'll need to do is figure out, Beis Yosef thinks Tosfos disagrees. So we'll have to see how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin. It might be that this somewhat relates to the question of what the chshad is. And I guess we'll get back to this next time. But if it is the chshad asiya or is the chshad avoda? If you say the chshad is avoda, so it's very easy to say that doesn't apply at all nowadays. If you say the chshad is asiya, so that's a little less pashut, because even though it's true, probably nobody's going to be choshes if I have a baby doll that I made it. I mean, you could tell it was made in China. But people can make dolls. In other words, people do make dolls. Chshad avoda, maybe it's easy to say that nobody does this anymore. Or you. So we have a couple of questions. Number one is, should we see the rules in the Gemara? And this might just, you know, there might be a difference between the Din and Deraisa de Rabbanan, but at least the Din and de Rabbanan I'll say it differently. The rules in the Gemara as fixed, like the Mishnah says, if you find darkon, aser to keep, right? You find a person, except in certain limited conditions, mutter to keep. Should we see that as just an application of the rule, but we should apply the rule nowadays as makes sense, or no? Is somehow or another, is there probably, you'd have to say it's a Din Rabbanan, but some type of Din Rabbanan lo plo fixed rule. And likewise, chshad. And then might it depend what the chshad is? So that might be very relevant here as well. It seems to be a machlokas. Certainly might be a machlokas. Now there's another issue, which is even if you're mako for dolls, let's say you're mako because you, like the Chachma Sadim says, there's no chshad in this anymore. But then there's a potential issue. Tosfos at least learns that there's a isser of Marsayan, not Marsayan, of Amir Lenachri. Whereas you can't make these, right? Still, the isser Asiya still applies, even if we say, accept that idea of the Beis Yosef, the Chshad shouldn't apply anymore. And so therefore, you should have Amir Lenachri. Okay, what's the deal with Amir Lenachri? Who cares? But I'm not asking anyone, but if you go to, you know, any of the farm stores, you go to Eichler's, you'll see these great things. They're called menschies. And they're these little dolls of like men in Streimlach and women in Tichels and Hatzalah men and all these beautiful menschies. So that way, you know, you make sure that your little 2-inch dolls are dressed in a tzniyistic way. It's true, you know, whoever the company in Williamsburg is, they didn't make them, but there's a meal in Nachri when they ask the Chinese to make them. Unless you say, no, we didn't ask you to make them. If you make them, we'll buy them. So I have to figure out, is that a violation of meal in Nachri? But anyway, it's just a secondary question, which is, even in theory, if you're going to accept this, you also have to consider Marisayan. Tosfos assumes, of course, that there is an Isser of Marisayan. Does everybody agree? There's a great tshuva from Lechsam Sofer. You'll get to it a little later. It's quoted in the Darkei Tshuva. Somebody in art school asked the Chassam Sofer about sculpting. And he basically told him, well, you know, leave off the nose and have a guy finish off the nose or something like that. So why wasn't the Chassam Sofer worried about Amir Lenachri? For some reason, he wasn't. Though Tosfos quotes Amir Lenachri, I think the Shach quotes Amir Lenachri. So is there an Isser of Amir Lenachri over here? I think in the Darkei Tshuva, they quote someone who asks on the Chassam Sofer that question. Maybe he was less concerned with Al-Nachri because there are other tzadim. Anyway, something to think about. So I guess we'll, Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, hopefully we'll get through the Beis Yosef and we'll start the Shulchan Aruch and get into some of the nitty-gritty of the details. Yeah.
If it's a doll that people are accustomed to making, let's say like a boba bear,
right, but bears are okay. Unless we're in Choshish for the Rabbi and Sefer Mitzvah, so bears are going to be fine.
Build
a person.
Why wouldn't it be a chshad?
Yeah, in a chenami. So that's a very good question, which is why, even if, let's say it turns out, like I was saying, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, the concern for chshad is not of asiya, but avoda. But you're suggesting there should also be achshad. In other words, fine, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. Oh, so maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Yeah, where it's practical. Exactly, I agree with that. Maybe in Hanami. But for that, we might get out very easily. We might say, look, this type of doll that I happen to have, like all the dolls that my owned my family, so none of them look like things that might have been made by us. They all are obviously things that were bought. Okay, maybe the teddy bears, there's a chashad because of Build-A-Bear, but the teddy bears, okay, anyway, teddy bears are okay to make. I mean, we don't hold like that Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And so I'm good. So if it was something that Chazal asered Misham Chashad, so then maybe you have to worry. And this is a general question. I mean, there's a general question whether there's such a thing as, whether you have to be, there's chashad for things that Chazal did maser or not. Famous sheet of the Prichadash and the like. But presumably we are concerned about chashad even for things that Chazal didn't formally aser al chashad, but that's only where there is a chashad. So you could certainly say that nowadays for all dolls that I've ever seen, there is no chashad for asiya, because none of the people dolls, again, maybe there are, but are things that are made by their owners. So therefore, conceivably, this could be a basis for leniency. But we'll have to see. There we go. Sometimes the dolls follow Hochusnias. You have to say it's the Slamic what not to do. This Barbie doll, this is how you should dress. This upsetter head is definitely not a person.
There's like a light thing. They have like lanterns. So in one of the stations, they had a guy sitting there who would look at you and he'd mommish make a doll. And so it's like, and I think one of the people was doing it was our so mommish was doing it. Wow. So it's like, oh, mommish, this is, and he was very tempting. He's like, he does a good job. And you're like, oh, okay, that's
very cool.
Where am I?
How long
are you voting?
Yes. It's not. That's a great question. They point out, why did the Rambam not pass the Rambam? So some say, I don't remember who, but I saw, I think it's somewhere in the Sefer Mafteach, that he paskened it implicitly in Hochul Sanhedrin about Dinei Avodah Zarah when he said that. But you're right, it's a very interesting omission in the Rambam. And it's certainly something that we'll have to...
I didn't quite catch the question.
The question is, why did the Rambam leave out, at least in this context, Lahav and Lahoros?
Leave out what?
Lahav and Lahoros.
Uh-huh.
So, which is particularly surprising, because especially according to the Rif, that's the Iker answer of the Gemara. So again, some say that the Rambam did apply it elsewhere. It's particularly interesting because there are a lot of things that the Rambam might have relied on. They talk about how did the Rambam read all those Sifrei Avodah Zarah, which he says is Aser, and say, oh, it was Lahav and Lahoros. But the Miri says that actually, but the Rambam doesn't. So we'll have to get back to that point. Okay, and as with Hashem Moshe, we'll get back to your question about coins once we get to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Have a good day.
Hey, I don't know if you have the time right now, but there's actually a very practical application of the seesaw, which there's a question which came to me a number of years ago, in a certain Keruv camp, in the base medrash there. So I want to discuss the issue with you a little bit.
Okay. When, just what's the question? We'll hopefully get to it.
I mean, the rabbi in charge of the care of organization thought it was fine, but I guess I'm getting
to the question.
Anyway, they had in the Mizrach Bant of the Beis Hamidrash, the very realistic three dimensional portrayals of the four animals, and we have in the Mishnah Avos.
Together or separate? four animals. Oh, but it's not the arba. It's not.
Not the ones on the keys.
Okay, so what's the problem with it? Why would that be aser? Because you're davening to it. You mean nothing to do with our discussion. In other words, you're saying a different hilchos tefillah or the like. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the iser of losas on et, because iser doesn't apply to animals.
Not at all.
Pash does not, and only the arba chayos.
Uh huh.
Again, I don't think we're choshes for the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvos.
I felt, you know.
As far as I know, in Shulchan Aruch or in Mishneh Torah or in the halachic works, there's no iser brought down about animals, unless they happen to be things that people served. But that wouldn't be relevant here either.
There might be a
din in Hochos Tefillah, but at least in terms of the dinim of Losas and Iti, it's not relevant.
Well, no.
But anyway, we will see. There's a discussion in the but we're going to get to it. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shah, the post can talk about that question. They talk especially about it with respect to like lions. Many times on Aron Kodesh's, you used to see images of lions. So,
yeah, but those are basically
three dimensional. You could say they're not so realistic, but they tried their best. I'll send you some literature on that topic, but we'll get to it soon. Bezus Hashem.
Okay.
Call to.
Thank you. Have a good finish for this year.